Did you ever know anybody who had a porch on the second floor? You know, off of the second story?
Yes, we lived on Rock Creek. We had a, we lived in a two-story house up there, and the first floor had a porch all the way around the house except about 12 feet on the back side next to the kitchen. Then the second floor had had a porch the same length all the way around.
Did you call it a porch when it was up there?
As far as best I can remember.
Okay.
There was, in other words, the pillars and columns on the porch on the bottom one, same on the top, same design and everything, went to the same distance all the way around the house.
Sounds nice. Was there a different word for a porch if it went off the back of the house?
Well, we usually call it, said back porch. Or
if it was a little bitty porch,
yeah.
What would you call it?
Well, I don't know. I guess you'd call it a stoop,
like,
or
yeah, stoop.
Something like that.
Does it matter if it has a roof or not? Did you classify it according to whether it had a roof to it?
Well, all I ever noticed did have a roof. In other words, a floor and a porch that didn't have a roof wouldn't last about a year.
That's right. Okay, if the door is open and you don't want it to be open, you would tell someone to
close the door.
All right, and if they didn't do it the first time, you might say it not as nice, and you'd say, I said
close the door.
Is there another word for close?
Shut the door.
Yeah, okay. All right. When you have a frame house and the boards on the outside overlap each other like that, what do you call?
That's a weatherboarding.
Weatherboarding, okay. Okay, you're out building a shed and you're nailing somewhere, and you'd say, or you're going down, you nail. You say, I took the hammer and I walked to the nail. You
hit the nail?
Yeah, but what's another word for hitting the nail?
Drive the nail.
Yeah. Okay, but I took the hammer and I
drove the nail.
Drove the nail. Okay. And if the nail you were using somehow managed to tear your sock, okay, well, one you had already nailed, you walked past it, it wasn't all the way in, and it snagged your sock, what would you do to the nail?
I finished driving it.
Okay. Let's see. If you're going to town by car, you're in the process of going to town by car, and somebody says, how do you get to town every day? You say,
by car.
Say, every day I
drive a car to town.
Yeah. Okay, what's